Data from World Lupus Federation indicates that 90% of people living with the disease are women, despite the number being higher in women. Men, children, and teenagers develop the condition as well. Most people with lupus develop the disease between the ages of 15 to 44. Lupus being an autoimmune disease means that the immune system attacks the body's different system and produces antibodies that attack the body's own tissue, causing inflammation. Freddy Kotieno is a rheumatologist at the Aga Khan University Hospital in Nairobi.
Lupus is about 9 times as common in women as compared, and only about 1 in 15 cases begin after the age of 50. There are rare cases of lupus in children, and most of the times it's unusual before the age of 5. Lupus is directly passed on from a parent to their children, but if you have a close relative with lupus, you're at an increased risk of developing it. Similarly, if you have lupus, there's about 1 in 100 chance that your child could develop it in the course of their lifetime.
People with lupus can experience significant symptoms such as pain and extreme fatigue, hair loss, cognitive issues, and physical impairments that affect their daily lives. Many suffer from cardiovascular diseases, stroke, disfiguring rashes, and painful joints. Otieno says lupus can cause high blood pressure.
So the presentation of lupus is varied, and it can affect many different parts of the body. And when internal organs such as the heart, lung, brain, kidneys are involved, it can be more serious. But the good news is that most people will only have one or a few of the possible symptoms, and many will have the symptoms come and go. The commonest rash is what we call a butterfly-shaped rash over the cheeks and the bridge of the nose, and this is what most people tend to associate with lupus. Some people with lupus are more at risk of developing blood clots in the veins or arteries.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, says researchers are still studying the possible causes of lupus. However, the CDC says there is a genetic factor among the reasons that cause the illness. Women can develop lupus during their childbearing age when estrogen levels are high. Winnie Opondo is an advocate for a cure and resource mobilization manager at the Lupus Foundation of Africa. She says it took the doctor 6 years to diagnose her condition.
I remember before my diagnosis, I really was treated for bacterial infection several times. I think antibiotics mainly by name. And another time it was the magnesium deficiency. I was diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, there's pneumonia, and even diabetes. It is true that there's a lot of misdiagnosis for lupus, I think because it's something that is still considered a rare condition.
Women with lupus are 50 times more likely to have chest pains or heart attack than other women of the same age. Opondo says the Lupus Foundation Africa was formed to ensure there is access to information in society about the condition.
To raise awareness of a disease that remains a mystery to many among healthcare professionals and the public, and also to provide a community of emotional and material support to people diagnosed and living with lupus.
The World Lupus Federation says many people with the illness take steroids to help reduce inflammation. However, steroids can cause many side effects, and people who take steroids for a long time are also at risk of other serious health problems like diabetes. Researchers also link environmental factors such as sunlight, stress, smoking, certain medicines, and viruses as triggers in people whose genes make them vulnerable to lupus. For VOA Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo in San Francisco.